Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, another Indiana All-Star framed jersey, the seventh overall, will soon be hung at Bloomington North in the Cougar Den, honoring the great high school career of J.Q. Roberts, who Tuesday was named an Indiana All-Star for 2023. First Cougar in 10 years to be so honored, his head coach, Jason Spear.
Very deserving to be up there on the back wall, if you will, of all the great Indiana All-Stars that Bloomington North has had. So been a great ambassador for the program and just in general and how to do things. Coach great players like J.Q. and others. You know, what are you willing to do to win a basketball game on any given night? You know, sometimes it's distributing, sometimes it's your defense, sometimes it's your scoring. But J.Q. always had a great knack for understanding what his team needs, what the coaches needed out of him. And again, just a fantastic player, a fantastic career.
Cougar head coach Jason Spear, 43-10, the Cougars, over the course of the last 2 years, a Final Four, an Elite Eight, two sectionals, two regional titles. It was all about team for J.Q. Roberts, a 2023 Indiana All-Star. Congrats, J.Q. Knicks Pacers tonight on the airwaves. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A madness glance back, hands down. UConn very deserving of that national championship won on Monday down in Houston. The Huskies finishing atop the final coaches poll on Tuesday ahead of San Diego State, Miami, Alabama, and Dusty May's Florida Atlantic Owls. A march, a journey no one wanted to ever end.
Well, these guys have created memories and a legacy for a lifetime. People will be talking about this group for the next 50 to 100 years. We'll be obsessed with being the absolute best we can be individually and collectively before next season, and we're not chasing this again.
The pride of Greene County, Dusty May, made us all proud, didn't he? Back to that coaches poll, Purdue wound up 13th, Michigan State 20th, the Hoosiers of Coach Mike Woodson 24th. We had our one shining moment. Jim Nance, he'll be at the Masters. Yep, he's still broadcasting, but he ended his 37th March Madness signing off. Thank you for being my friend. By the way, the Hoosiers will join UConn, Louisville, and Texas as participants next November in the Empire Classic, November 19th and 20th in Madison Square Garden. Knicks Pacers, Mark Boylan is pregame tonight, 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.